Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
All right, this staff meeting was extremely productive. Thanks for the suggestions you made regarding the team building event. I'm pleased we were able to decide to organize an office softball game next month. It should be lots of fun. Oh, before we leave, let me mention one more thing. I know some of you have been complaining about the noise from the construction work being done on the third floor. You'll be happy to know that the contractors will be finished with their work tomorrow afternoon.
Number 71. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 72. What is the speaker looking forward to? Number 73. What does the speaker say will happen tomorrow afternoon? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Would everyone listen, please? This is for all of our cooks. We've gotten a few complaints from customers. Apparently, some of the lettuce and other vegetables that are being added to salads are brown and not fresh. We can't do that. So please be sure you don't use any vegetables that are more than a day old. We simply can't serve any substandard salads at this restaurant. Fred, would you please sort through all of the vegetables and dispose of any that aren't fresh?
Number 74. Who is the intended audience for the announcement? Number 75. Which menu item is being mentioned? Number 76. What does the speaker ask Fred to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement. Do you need a quick, healthy way to get energy when you're working out at the gym? If you'd like to get a healthy drink that will help improve your fitness, try Dave's Shakes. These beverages are full of nutrients and taste great. You'll also find yourself pleasantly surprised by the low price. You won't have to pay for expensive drinks anymore. As an additional offer, if you visit our website, you can sign up to get exclusive access to exercise videos led by some well-known fitness instructors. The next time you need some energy, have Dave's Shakes. Number 77. What is being advertised? Number 78. According to the speaker, what is surprising about the promoted product? Number 79. What are the listeners encouraged to do on a website? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Diane. This is Greg. I hope you had a great holiday last week. We really missed you here at the station. I know you just got back to work, but I need a favor. Management is a bit concerned about the radio programs we're running on Saturday afternoons from 2 to 5 because they aren't very popular. So they want some suggestions for new programs. Would you mind reviewing the rough draft of the programming ideas I came up with? I'd really appreciate your assistance.
Number 80. Where was the listener last week? Number 81. What type of business does the speaker most likely work for? Number 82. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Good morning, and thanks for listening to this local news update. We're expecting a huge crowd at Denton County Stadium tonight for the final game in the baseball championship series. Everyone in the city has been excited since the Denton County Crows are trying to win their first championship in 30 years. If you plan to attend the game, expect to encounter heavy traffic everywhere around the stadium. You should strongly consider taking public transportation to get there. The city will be running extra buses from 4 p.m. until midnight. Now, let's see what the weather forecast says for tonight. Greg, what's going to happen?
Number 83. What event is taking place this evening? Number 84. What are the listeners advised to do? Number 85. What will the listeners hear next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following introduction.
Thanks to everyone for attending this year's award ceremony. The final award of the night is for the best automobile of the year. The winner is Pembroke Motors, a manufacturer that's revolutionizing the car industry. Pembroke Motors' latest vehicle uses advanced technology to get more than 100 kilometers per liter of gasoline, which is better than any other vehicles available on the market. Now, please give a warm applause to the CEO of Pembroke Motors, Dudley Waters, who will accept this award. He's going to tell us more about the impressive vehicle.
Number 86. Where is this talk being given? Number 87. What product is being highlighted? Number 88. Who is Dudley Waters? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following tour information. Thank you for coming to the gallery today to tour our newest art exhibit. The exhibit features more than 50 works by David Thomas, who specializes in making sculptures. Each is carved from various types of stone, including marble and limestone. You'll notice that his sculptures all depict animals. The reason is that Mr. Thomas was heavily inspired by the natural world. Okay, let's begin. As we look at each item, I'll give you some information about it. At the end of the tour, we'll drop by the front desk where each of you will receive a free postcard featuring an image of Mr. Thomas's most famous work. Number 89. Who is David Thomas? Number 90. According to the speaker, what is David Thomas's source of inspiration? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will be provided free to the listeners at the front desk? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following broadcast.
Thank you for listening to Business Today. In the studio with me this evening is Charles Jenkins, who trains customer service teams at businesses around the country. He's also the creator of a new computer software program called Steady Hand, which was launched 2 weeks ago. This interactive program allows customer service representatives to improve their communication skills by interacting with computer simulations of customers. However, some people in the business have criticized the program. They say that only his employees were allowed to use the product before it was released. We'll talk about that and more right after this short commercial break.
Number 92. What is Charles Jenkins' area of expertise? Number 93. What is Steady Hand? Number 94. Why does the speaker say?
Only his employees were allowed to use the product before it was released.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and neighborhood map.
Let's start the meeting, everybody. Business at all of our restaurants throughout the city has been outstanding the last 2 months. In addition, some customers have inquired about food delivery. We've never done that, so we're going to try it at just one branch first. Our restaurant in Milton is the biggest, but I think we'd better start out in the smallest neighborhood in the city, since it's the largest residential area. And many customers asking about delivery live there. We need to let people know what we're doing, so let's take a moment to discuss how to promote this new service.
Number 95. What type of business does the speaker own? Number 96. Look at the graphic. In which area does the speaker want to start a new service? Number 97. What does the speaker want to talk about next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and map.
Thank you for attending the annual company retreat at the Dearborn Forest Lodge. Let's start the day by hiking. There are 4 trails you can take, but I highly recommend going up to the waterfall. You'll get some really scenic views along the way, but from up there, you can enjoy a breathtaking view of the entire forest, so it's a great spot to stop for lunch. Please remember that we're going to be getting together at the campground to do some team-building events at 3:30 p.m. So make sure you have enough time to hike there. Before we break up into groups and get going, let me hand out some water bottles to you.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Which trail is highly recommended? Number 99. According to the speaker, what will happen at 3:30 p.m.? Number 100. What does the speaker say she will do next?